I want to talk about two things today. Oh, there's Kleenex right here. Thank you. I appreciate it. First, I want to talk about a thank you for you guys, our students and our teachers. First, with our education and learning, we all should be learning, right? Even our adults, they continue to learn. And so I do say thank you. The last several weeks, it's been a blast. We're using homophones in the third and fourth graders. They're dominating, and actually, we're having a goal, and I'll give this as the first and second graders and the kindergartners. When you have little goals to help your priest in growing yourselves, I'll have a party for pizza. All right? So thank you, Joan and Jane and Marnie. Especially, again, learning the words, the language, and I've been doing it with my speech therapy myself. So I have that again this afternoon, so I really, really, really thank you guys for all of that. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun together, which we all should do with education and learning as we continue to learn, especially in the Bible, with Mass. It's unreal. I was at the spelling test yesterday. We just pointed how many of those words that you're learning are in the Bible to be taught and to learn spelling. And so a lot of our stuff is from the Bible, right? Okay, so that's the second. That's the first thing. The second thing, I want to ask you a test then, because I go to your school often. You're at my house. It's God's house, right? But this is where I really teach. What does a priest do in a day? What are the different things a priest does? I know what it is because I do it. But what do you think a priest does during the day of the week? Yes. Baptism. Just had one on Tuesday. Baptism in Little Fork. Yes.
Praise.
Praying. Yes, definitely. Kindergartners, come on. What is a priest do? Where are we right now? You're in God's house. What are we doing right now, though? Why are you here? A Mass. Of course, a priest does Mass. What else? I'm gonna just nail you guys, because this is good. Let's see. What is one? What is it? Anointing of the sick. Yes. Thank you. Anointing of the sick. People in the hospital, nursing homes. Yep.
Teaches,
yes. We're ordained to give a homily. So not everybody here is able to do that, because that's a priest or a deacon or a bishop to preach. This is a homily right now. Yes. Every day, except Friday. What else? Okay. Yeah? Which one? Funerals. Priest does do funerals, yes. We help people in tough times when somebody's passed away. We have a funeral. What else? Oh, there's a lot left. A lot left. Let's see. Go ahead. Marriage. And I don't marry anybody. They get married, right? I'm not getting married. I'm the presider of a wedding. Okay? Harley? Wedding too? How about the poor? What does a priest do there? Yeah?
Feed the poor.
Our church does that. Our parishioners are unreal with that. We serve the poor. We have people that, I say a couple times a week, somebody comes into the office and needs food. What else do they have? What else do we do? Yes. Confession. Yes. Many of you, what do we have, like 15, 16 kids going to their first communion this year? And one of them is a first confession. And I always encourage the adults to always have confession often. Being nice, yes. And I really try on that one. I try that one as much as I can as a priest. Do you know there's still many, many, many other ways that a priest does every day? Think about it. I'll say a few. The money, our budget. We have a team to do the whole budget. Our buildings. We have our pastoral council. We have our evangelization group. We have faith formation every Wednesday. We have you guys that are working with our faith formation on Thursdays. right? I pray, we do not honor night. Adoration, we do Advent, we do Lent, we do Mass, Easter, Christmas. We do a lot of awesome, awesome, awesome things. It's the best job in the world, I think, for me, what God has called. Now, the one question of what a priest does, who is the best priest? Yes. Wesley. The what? The bishop. He's good. We have dang good. He's a bishop and a priest, yes. But there's somebody better. Yep.
God.
Jesus. That's what we were listening in the first reading, Hebrews. Jesus was a priest. So me, I'm a sinner, right? I'm not perfect. I'm not even close to Jesus. Jesus was a priest, right? Jesus Christ was a priest. Jesus is the one, that's why we're at Mass. He's here, he's in the tabernacle. He's the one that gave his life for us. So we know that Jesus, not me, that's the best priest, by far. Jesus. Jesus was not a sinner. Jesus was the best ever. So continue again to say thank you and know of our love of Jesus and what he does every moment, every minute, every hour, every day, at school, at home, wherever you are. Jesus Christ is the best priest.